It's time for Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu. Helen Wu was faced with many challenges throughout her life, so she looked for inspirations in her life to turn her many struggles into success. Having to overcome all the trials and tribulations in her past, Helen is here now and ready to say to the world,
I will survive.
Get rid of the past and live for the future. Life can only get better from here. Hence the word, self-aid. We must all help ourselves now if we want to get to a better place in life. Helen believes that positive thought in combination with positive action leads to a positive outcome. And laughter truly is the best medicine. Helen Wu is the author of the book Self-Aid, Inspirations to Turn Struggles to Success. Inspired by Ellen DeGeneres, Helen reminds her listeners to laugh a little or laugh a lot, but just don't forget to laugh. And now, on to the show, Self-Aid Success Stories. And here's our host, Helen Wu.
Welcome. This is Helen Wu. How are you? So it is lovely, the lovely season of spring. I know for you Californians, because I include it, have not really seen a giant difference in weather change, like the people in the East Coast and different parts of the United States. So I think that is the reason why I remain in California. I'm liking the fact that it's spring. I'm liking the fact that I did not have to go through severe cold this year, the season at all. We did go through a cold spell here in Southern California in December, because I know I had to take my son to Disneyland, and boy, those were the coldest trips to Disneyland ever. I think we did it twice. I feel like we did it like five times, but I think we did it twice in the cold of our California winter. I was very layered. Oh, and they had beautiful snow in Disneyland. How wonderful for my son, especially for myself too, because it's a treat. I don't see snow on a regular day. For those of you tuning in for the first time, I am Helen Wu, and I do talk about self-aid. I just want to remind everyone that all of our struggles, big or small, that we can overcome them with some kind of positive thinking, with some kind of positive action, and we can always create our positive outcome. And I believe that firmly, because I had to do a whole lot of it myself, and I went through one challenge after another, after another, after another. And so one of the reasons why Ellen DeGeneres, if you tune in often, you'll know that she's my biggest mentor, because she really pulled me out. She was the beginning of my process of getting out of a deep, dark depression. And so from something really dark and not so pretty in my life comes something great, because she teaches me and reminds me to laugh every day. And if you follow her show, dancing is a big thing. And isn't it true that when you dance, literally, honestly, just shake your leg a little or move your toes a little, snap your fingers a little. Every time you do any movement to a dance, isn't it true that you can't do it with a frown? You do it with a smile. So honestly, dancing is a positive, wonderful thing. It just makes you feel good. So for those of you who are going through something and you can't really figure out quite how to get out of your mood, if it's not a pretty mood today, dance a little. Just look in the mirror and smile. I look in the mirror and laugh because I'm able to. And if people think I'm nuts, so be it. I love being nuts. I want to read out a couple of quotes to you today. You can only become truly accomplished at something you love. Don't make money your goal. Instead, pursue the things that you love doing and then do them well so that people can't take their eyes off of you. And that's Maya Angelou. Here's another one. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. And that's Albert Schweitzer. And isn't this true? I know people keep saying, I want to be successful. I think one of the smallest little clues right in front of them, right in front of me, is always to love what you do. I love what I do. Yes, it took me hitting rock bottom to figure it out, but sometimes it takes people, I hope it's not for everyone, but sometimes it takes people like myself to hit rock bottom to find my passion. Sometimes it takes a very difficult challenge. Sometimes it's easier, and I hope it can be easier for you, but I'm just letting you know that big or small, we all encounter challenges. And for me, it took me hitting rock bottom financially because I had already hit rock bottom depression. That's emotionally and mentally. I've already hit rock bottom physically. Well, I had a big injury in the past. And I think all of that together put me in a very, 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 very dark or difficult place. And so little did I know that what was coming to me in the near future, after suffering a lot already, I went through hitting financial rock bottom, where my best friend, and I don't think, have I ever mentioned this on air, where my best friend, whom I thought of as a sister, pretty much robbed me blind. And a very difficult time in my life, still fixing the residue in the last 5 years. But really, really, she took everything I ever had, in the bank account, had to foreclose everything I ever had because I started doing some real estate investing towards the tail end before, she pretty much took everything from me. So hitting rock bottom financially, and obviously I don't need to give all the details, but people wonder, why are you not in tears? Why are you not devastated? Yes, I went through it. Trust me. I was in a lot of tears and I was in devastation mode. I was in, a mode where I didn't even know I can get to. I did not know I can feel any lower than I did. So all the other things came back, the depression, the emotional, mental, physical, just all the pain starts coming back to me because I'm in such a devastation mode. And I can smile and laugh about it today because, again, you have to go back into the baby steps and I had to remind myself what I can do to get myself out of the situation. And it was baby steps. And, not anyone, maybe Superman, but I don't think anyone out there can recover in a snap of a finger, a snap of your fingers. I just don't think it's that quick. I think applying ourselves daily, applying ourselves little by little is what gets us to a better place. And so I cannot believe, so based on the quotes that I just told you, success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If you love what you are doing, you will be successful. I absolutely agree with that because I finally found my true, true love. And I love to inspire and be inspired. I love to help those people or encourage those people who are going through the same things I've been through, just to remind them that there is a much better tomorrow, and there always is. And so I'm grateful to be here. On that note, we're talking about success. What is success? Money and love, or money or love, money with love? I don't know, but we have a specialist, someone who is a money mentor, who's also an author to the book Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. Her chapter is Get the Money and the Man. I like to hear a little more about that. Let me welcome you, author and the money mentor, Faith Dugan. Hello, Faith.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming on to my show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, so you are the author, and you've written in a few books now, correct?
Correct. This is my third anthology. The first book came out in October last year called Hot Mama in High Heels, and I wrote Be a Money Mastery Mama. And my second was in December called Living Without Limitations, 30 Mentors to Rock Your World. And my chapter was called Prosperity is Your Money Mastery is Your Key to Prosperity. And then now my third book, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life, and it's Get the Money and the Man.
Well, we want to know how to get the money and the man. So
Correct.
that's a great chapter. And you come from a money background, correct? You want to briefly tell me a little before we go into our first break of the evening. We have a few minutes here. What is your
Oh.
background?
Well, my background is in in accounting. I have a master's degree in public administration, a bachelor's in accounting and management. I have over 20 years of accounting experience of being a financial manager of a government, in government, private, and nonprofit accounting. I've worked in all different facets, managed a finance office with employee staff, overseeing the financials for 20 years. So what I've done the last couple of years is I've broken off from the regular job rat race, and now I'm what I'm doing is what I'm passionate about, like what you spoke about, and helping women and men too, but especially women, become financially empowered and become independent in their lives so they can do anything that they want, that they are passionate about, and have that financial freedom. My just to give you another background, I had no finance knowledge growing up. Like many, I was raised with a scarcity mindset. Not everybody was had the advantage of being raised with an abundance mindset. And So to me, it was hard to get money and make money. So I had no financial knowledge, wasn't taught in schools, not by my parents. And I ended up in a abusive marriage and had two young kids and had to leave the marriage. And it was very difficult for me because I wasn't sure how I was going to be able to financially support myself, because I didn't feel like I could survive on my own. I didn't have any education, any experience in the job field. And I had two children I had to take care of. And how was I going to pay for all that? And if I was going to get a job, it wouldn't even cover the daycare. So what I did is I finally left. Things fell in place, and I went to school, and I wanted to learn everything I could about money. And
How old were you at this time?
Excuse me?
How old were you at this time? We only have less than a minute left to end this first segment.
That's okay. I was 24 when I left, and I had 2 5-year-old twin boys.
Whoa, you started young. You're also very, very determined at a young age. Well, we will come right back. Faith Dugan, everyone, she is the money mentor. We are going to talk about how can you get both love and money in your life. That is true success, having both. Come on back with me. This is Helen Wu with Self-Aid Success Stories. Back very soon with Faith Dugan.
Adversity, we all face it. It's about keeping a positive attitude and how we can handle ourselves during these times. Helen Wu believes that laughing is the best medicine. Find out how and why when we come back to Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu, right after these messages.
Are you stuck in a rut, wondering if there's more than a 9-to-5? Do you ever yell out, "Is this all there is?" Then join Alaska Coach Keith's radio show, where we'll focus on transition, career revitalization, and freedom. Keith will discuss tips and tricks for developing and living to our highest potential. It's time we dusted off our dreams and became alive with purpose. Keith will share lessons he's learned from a 20-year study of career engagement, motivation, and personal leadership. He'll interview experts and authors who know both struggle and triumph. You may even get a chance to bring your biggest challenge to the radio for an on-the-spot coaching with Keith. Join Alaska Coach Keith each week. Conceive, believe, achieve. Heard every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central, right here on the Rockstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu. She's here to encourage you to help yourself to make a positive difference in your life. Here to make you laugh and maybe cry. To be a friend, to listen to, and to chat with you. So let's get back to the show, Self-Aid Success Stories. Here again is your host, Helen Wu.
Hello, welcome back. This is Helen Wu with Self-Aid Success Stories. Oh, by the way, I'm going to be doing a series on YouTube. So look me up, Helen Wu. You know how to spell my name. It's pretty easy. H-E-L-E-N-W-O-O. Look for them because they're going to be on. And there's some interesting things going on. There's going to be a series. And it's going, and by the way, if you ask at all, hello, they look homemade for a reason. Just so you know, okay? Anyway, let me welcome my guest tonight, the money mentor, Faith Dugan. Hello, Faith.
Hello.
Hi, we interrupted you earlier for the first break. We were talking about, now, you had two kids. You had a bad marriage. You were leaving the man. Right. It was an abusive relationship. And you took the two kids and left with no money?
Yes. Yes.
That's hard. That's a difficult thing.
The interesting thing was I kept waiting to save up money and something would come up where I'd have to spend the money on some kind of bill that would come up. And my ex-husband was also a spender, so he was spending money faster than we could make it. So I could never put aside the money to leave. And then finally, I just said, that's it. One day the opportunity came up that I could leave, and I was able to leave. I went in for some assistance, and there was a lot of help available to get on my feet. And I decided to go back to school and get my degree and learn about money. And that was what I ended up doing because I felt like that was something that I hadn't really understood and wanted to know more about.
Well, that's great that you had help.
Disempowered.
It's great that you had some assistance or some support. That's wonderful because he wasn't abusing the children, was he?
No, it was just with me. But I was concerned.
Well, that's not good at all, either way. But how long did it take for you to decide, hey, I've got to leave?
Well, I was with him for 5.5 years, and I think it was the last 2 years when I was trying to leave, thinking about it.
I'm just grateful you have a success story out of it, that you did not subject yourself to that any longer. Good for you. And your children are nice and more grown up now?
Yes, and they're awesome individuals. They're very successful and handsome and wonderful contributors, and they treat women like gold. So.
Wonderful, well, because they have you as a mentor.
yes.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that, you know, and I'm so glad that you started young, because a lot of people at 24, they don't really see all the problems that I think that you're going to go into life seeing and realizing, hey, I need help. I need to get out of this funk. You saw it early, which is, for me, I think is unusual. And I think is I commend you for that.
Yeah, I think that I think I saw red flags when I got in the relationship, but I was really young and kind of wanting to get away from a controlling mother. So it didn't seem so bad at the time, but after being in there, I knew that it wasn't a good environment to stay. It was toxic and that it was always going to be that way. So I needed to leave so I could be in a positive environment, which is great.
Wait, so you had a controlling mother as well as a controlling husband?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, so do you have a relationship with your mother now?
Somewhat. I mean, she's not controlling anymore because she's pretty, she's like 84 years old and kind of getting dementia. But well, at that time, she was very, very controlling.
Got it. Well, I hope that, you know, both sides have, you know, you've made friends or made up or, you know, get along now. But okay, well, I wanted to ask you, how did you get the name, The Money Mentor? You've done a lot, obviously. And then you were asked to write in the book, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. I love your title. Get the money and the man. Tell me all about that. Get the money and the man.
Right. I was asked, well, first of all, I came up with Money Mentor because I've been kind of a money mentor to other people over the years as I was working in my various occupations as in accounting and management and being a finance director. People came to me for advice or for financial information or for a lot of, since I worked in government, a lot of government regulations. So people would seek my advice quite a bit. So I always kind of felt like I was doing that. So when I went out on my own, I felt like that was something I was really good at. I was really good at communicating something complex to make it really simple. So that's how I came up with the Money Mentor. Now, Lori Abella, who's the compiler of Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. We met in Hot Mama and High Heels because she also co-authored that book. And she had asked me to be part of a telesummit. I think it was a love, dating, relationship telesummit in November. And then she said she was coming out with this book. So I decided to write a chapter for her book because dating and love and everything like that has always been fascinating for me. I love talking about that. And I'm finding the relationship that you really desire. Coming out of a toxic relationship myself when I was really young, that's always been something I've strived for, is a quality relationship, and had a lot of dating experience. So, and so it's just a subject that I've always been really interested in and want to help people with. And so my contribution to that book is the money component, because we had a lot of sex, dating relationship experts that wrote chapters in the book. And mine was just on money. So it was one component that's important, because a lot of couples.
Do you think that the woman should find love first or find money first?
Well, in my chapter, of course, it's called Get the Money and the Man, Financial Empowerment is Sexy. And the reason I say financial empowerment is sexy, because if you don't have your money issue straightened out, you may attract another person that has those same money problems. And money problems are a number one reason why couples split, is because of money issues. Another reason why I split up with my ex-husband even. So I've made my mistakes there as far as getting into relationships where people aren't really good with their money. I go over that in the chapter about red flags to look for and things that you don't want to get involved in and what's important to look at when it comes to money. But you have to make your own relationship with money healthy first, because how are you going to attract that quality man who's good with his money if you're not healthy with your money? Also, yes. Go ahead.
That is true. I mean, how can you attract somebody obviously very successful? But here's the thing. What about the woman who's not the serial entrepreneur, but that, you know, that will have a 9-to-5 that will work, and she's not exactly extra, extra successful? How do we encourage her, you know, because you're talking about money and love. How does she attract the energy is what I'm saying, because big career woman.
You know, and that's perfectly fine. And in many relationships that works for them. Maybe she wants to raise children in the relationship or, you know, contribute in some other way. And that's okay. And she doesn't have to be a millionaire. She doesn't have to be a solopreneur or entrepreneur or anything like that. I think the most important thing is how you manage your money. It makes no difference how much money you make. There are lots of people that make a lot of money who can't manage their money worth squat. And you may see the flashy cars and the flashy house, but they don't have any money to speak of. It's how they're managing their money. So you can take somebody who's a janitor or something like that, that doesn't make a whole lot of money, that may have more money than you think they do just because they manage it really well and make their money work for them.
Yes, you know how to get people to, you know, basically get the best out of their money. And smart money is managing your money. That's how you get money. That's how you get a bank account.
You have to respect your money. And sometimes, many times in this day and age, a lot of people don't respect money. And that's when we had the big crash. People were out spending like crazy, more than what they could take in. And then it crashed around them. So you have to really respect your money. And I'm not talking about hoarding, because that's not good energy either. And not overspending either. It's a good balance of managing your money and respecting it. It's like a relationship.
Well, do you help single women, or can you help men or couples as well?
Absolutely. I specialize in women or in single women just because they can relate to what I've been through. But if men I can help with, I have counseled men many times, and also couples in relationship as far as getting their money situation, getting their
together.
Money goals and values together.
What's a good tip you can give a single woman? Just like what you just said about managing her money, or a money tip that gets her to find her love, the man for her, the man that she wants to find, not just any man.
A money tip?
Mm-hmm. What's a good money tip to help someone?
I think the biggest thing, one thing is, there are several important points to cover for many tips, but I think one of the most important ones that can start you in the right direction is organizing your money situation. And sometimes we get overwhelmed with money and we don't know where to start. And once we start organizing in some way, even if it's just a little bit, it'll start clearing the path as far as your money. Finding an organization system that works for you.
So do you come into people's homes? Do you actually come into people's homes and look at paperwork and help them organize in that sense? Or do you do mentoring one-on-one? How do you help?
Well, most of the time since I can serve people internationally, I usually do it by phone or by Skype. But if they happen to be local, then that's great. I can go into their home, no problem. They can ask any questions. Plus, I'm going to be coming out with some products too soon on my website that they'll also be able to download and learn from that as well.
That's great. I think a lot of people needed that. I think I needed that when I trusted my friend with everything. People think I'm nuts for laughing, but you know, I mean, I've been through the worst of the worst. And so you can't go anywhere but up now. And so you have to laugh about it, right?
Right, exactly. You know where you've been and you know you got out of it. And so now you feel good about it and what you've learned and can take away from it. So yeah, people have an advantage. Since we have the internet, we have so much resources out there to help us along the way. But one thing I wanted to mention about the organization is sometimes there's some tools out there. There's so many cool tools out there to help us with organization. So that's one thing I can give tips on as far as what kind of tools you can use to organize your finances to make it easy and simplify it where you don't have to look at it.
Wonderful. Are you going to put all your tips to help someone in a book soon? I hope so.
I am actually planning on writing my own book. I haven't started on it yet, but I do have that in plan.
Well, I can see all the ideas. I can hear all the ideas coming out, so I know they're coming. So we're going to be back. We're going on to our second break of the evening. We are on with Faith Dugan tonight. She is the money mentor. So stay tuned on getting more tips and to help your money management. She's going to help a lot. This is Helen Wu with Self-Aid Success Stories. Come on back.
Adversity, we all face it. It's about keeping a positive attitude and how we can handle ourselves during these times. Helen Wu believes that laughing is the best medicine. Find out how and why when we come back to Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu, right after these messages. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Be here for Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on toginet.com. Tricia will dig deep into topics that matter most to women, inspiring women to make a change in their own lives and to make a difference in the world, and maybe even deep within their own hearts. Tricia is a wife, mom, speaker, family expert, and author of 24 books. For more information on Tricia and Living Inspired, go to her website, trishagoyer.com. That's TRICIAGOYER.com. Trisha's vision is to be the voice of hope and possibility for women of all ages. Her intention is to serve ordinary women by encouraging extraordinary things with God's help. Trisha expresses real life, real hope for real women. Is there more living for you to do? Yes. Start living inspired. Living Inspired with Tricia Goyer. Thursday afternoons at 4, 3 p.m. Central on toginet.com.
Goals, objectives, business and action plans. How important are they for me to manage? Whether you're an executive, entrepreneur, or maybe you're just someone looking to advance your career and want to be confidently prepared for your future, business and life coach Carmen Carosa can help you remove obstacles and move forward in the right direction. Carmen is known as the Real World Coach for a reason. His no-nonsense style, along with an innate ability to form connections with people, gives you a unique opportunity to see higher and further than ever before. We live and work in an ever-changing, complicated world that can leave us with questions about every decision we make. Join host Carmen Carroza, business and life coach, on Forward Motion every Monday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Rockstar Radio Network. You will realize dreams and aspirations you thought were out of reach.
Welcome back to Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu. She's here to encourage you to help yourself to make a positive difference in your life. Here to make you laugh and maybe cry. To be a friend, to listen to, and to chat with you. So let's get back to the show, Self-Aid Success Stories. Here again is your host, Helen Wu.
Hello, hello. How are you? This is Helen Wu with Self-Aid Success Stories. We are on today with the money mentor. How do you want to find money and love? Well, you know what? You got to start with managing your money correctly. Let's welcome once again, Faith Dugan. Hello, Faith.
Hello.
Hi. All right. So help these ladies find a man and be financially stable at the same time.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yes. Exactly.
Isn't well, this what confidence. We all want, though? When you said earlier on in the first segment, you said also, I guess, what the energy that we're carrying out in our finances and everything, it carries out to what carries through to what kind of man we meet. So if we're very, very, I guess, wasteful or not good money managers, we're going to meet someone like that, correct?
Correct. Correct. And I think the more empowered you feel in your life, confidence, I mean, men are really attracted to confidence in women. And so that's huge for men. So if you're financially empowered and you're feeling good, then you're going to attract that man.
Easily. Yes. And then so if we are financially strong and secure or basically a good money manager, we're going to find someone who's responsible as well with money.
Right, and you're not going to feel desperate, because if you're not good with your money and you need a man to support you, you might be feeling a little more desperate or put that desperate vibe out, which is not attractive. But when you feel confident and free and you can pick any man you want, you don't need him, but a man comes along, a good man, and he sees that energy that you're really confident and you're empowered in your life, and that's real attractive.
You are correct. It is very attractive. And the same goes for us women. I find very confident men attractive,
Absolutely.
And that attracts me. So the man obviously is going to be attracted to the confident woman.
Exactly. I think that you could just turn this chapter around and say, get the money in the woman. It works for men too, because when they're feeling confident and empowered, then that women are attracted to that as well.
You're right. And so is this how you got yourself involved with the book Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life?
Correct.
By Lori Abella. Is that the right way to say her name? Lori Abella?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, great. Well, and this is a collection of stories, a collection of different authors that write about love and money, or that write about love. What is this book about?
It's 29 authors, and it's mostly all about relationships and dating. There are a few chapters that talk about sex, and most of them are about dating, whether it's online dating or it's about just dating in general or relationships. Mine is the only one that's about money.
Oh, got it. Well, then you help women in that way. And you know what? Money can be sexy, because the title is called Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. So I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff in there. So how can we find this book?
Well, it is on Amazon.com. So it's available.
Okay. When did this come out? When was this launched?
It was just launched last Thursday on March 20th. And it hit bestseller after 4 hours. On Amazon.
Nice. Very good. And
yeah.
Oh, that is very nice. That's why you're a bestseller now. Look at that. After 4 hours on Amazon. That is great.
Yeah, it was very quick. Yes. So So it was a book that everybody wanted to have. It was a very hot item that people wanted to read. I mean, who wouldn't want to read that?
I know. I love the title, Lori Abella. Great title.
Yes, I know.
Definitely.
I love it.
Definitely an attractive title. I'm sure there's wonderful authors in it. And I look forward to reading your chapter. Your chapter is called Get the Money and the Man.
Correct. I figured,
all right,
why
so
not?
Tell me. Tell me a little more. Say you're in the relationship already. Can your other partner, your significant other, can their money irresponsibility affect you?
Oh, wow. Yes. Those are some things to look out for in a relationship. And sometimes you don't really know who you're getting involved with until you get involved. And a lot of us women make a lot of mistakes and overlook red flags, and men do too as well. And we see this and we kind of overlook it, but you can't really overlook it. Because I think one of the most important things to look for, as well as some character, you know, what kind of person he is how he values money and respects money, and that isn't really bad with it, bad at managing and not an overspender. I've been in a relationship like that where somebody who wasn't good with money, never paid their bills. I tried to help them as much as I could, and then it just never worked. He just kept getting deeper and deeper in debt because he didn't want to change his ways. He just kept wanting to get in debt, and I did not marry the man, and we were engaged, and it ended up ending, which was good for me because I ended up in debt because of him, and I ended up paying all that debt off, so it didn't matter. It doesn't matter if you get in debt. You can get out of debt. Believe me, I've done it. It's like get in debt, you can get out of it.
Well, but good to know. So you do one-on-one, or do you do any coaching sessions in groups?
I've been doing one-on-one sessions, but I definitely might be doing some group sessions in the future. I also want to mention I'll be doing a video series soon, so I'm also on YouTube, and that'll be coming out, and that will be fun to watch.
Well, do you have any tips on how to become a better manager? Just like throw out a few secret tips right now.
One thing too I want to mention is what people miss a lot. And a lot of times if you go to your typical accountant or financial planner, is sometimes what they miss is the money mindset part around money. You can do all the action in the world with your money, but if you don't have the right mental mindset with money, it's all over. 80% of it, I think, is your mindset with money and how your relationship with it and how you feel about it. And a lot of people, it's guilt, shame, guilt or shame around money. And you really have to deal with those issues and let those go and have a healthy relationship for it, for money to flow into your life. Because when you have those, when you're making money decisions based on guilt or shame, then you're going to make bad money decisions. You really need to be in a higher, I call it a higher vibration feelings of joy, love, and those kind of higher vibrational feelings is the best place to be in as far as feeling-wise when you're dealing with money and making decisions with money. Because whenever you're doing it out of guilt or the lower feelings like that, that's whenever it's bad. And that's kind of one tip I say is, how are you spending your money? Is it out of a higher vibration feeling or a lower vibration feeling? Is it a positive feeling or a negative feeling? Because I think that...
You are so right. Because I honestly think it's, and you're not coming to us talking about money. You really are talking about vibrations and how we treat money. Because I think when I was very, very irresponsible, and that's probably one of the reasons why I lost money. And right. I was irresponsible in many parts of my life. And I think it has so much to do with, whether the money stays or whether you keep it or what you do with it and what happens to it. I mean, I think it really has to do with what you're talking about. It's so much deeper, what you have to say right now. I hope that most of the listeners understand, but I know I get you.
Right. Exactly. So, like people who overspend, sometimes it's kind of to feel an ego need of trying to impress other people, for example, and that's not really a good feeling. You're not doing it because of really good reasons. You're doing it to impress people because you feel lackful. You don't feel good enough. That's where it's really coming from. But if you give out of charity because you want to give to somebody and you love giving to that charity, then that's always a really good feeling.
Have you always felt this way? Because you were 20. You were 24 when you realized, okay, you were in a marriage that was not going anywhere financially, is definitely not helping you at all.
No.
Obviously, there was abuse in it. And at 24, did you have a lot of lessons from that day to today that taught you what you know now, or did you know it at 24?
About money?
Yeah, like just basically your view on it right now, this very day, what you just told me about.
No. Absolutely not. I didn't know anything about money. I knew I needed to leave, but I didn't know anything about money at all. I wanted to learn how to do money, so I learned all the accounting and that kind of stuff and how to manage your money. But the money mindset didn't come till about several years later until I started getting my head around that component. And as over the years, I've learned more and more, especially in the last 10 years.
Got it. Wow. Yeah, because I wanted to know, I think it's a process. I mean, I think that you had the right mindset at the age of 24, but in the process between 24 and now, you've just learned more and more and more. That's why I know you talk in a higher vibration, where I understand before, if you told me 15, 20 years ago, the word vibration, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Today,
exactly.
I understand you. Just saying that word to me, I understand. We're in a greater, higher place. Not just mentally and emotionally, but spiritually.
And you can just think of it as emotions and good feelings versus bad feelings, you know? So.
Yes, yes, yes. And doing the right thing. And we'll come back. And we will talk with Lori. Oh, sorry. Well, Lori is the author, the main author of Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life, Lori Abella. And then we have Faith Dugan on with us today. She wrote the chapter, Get the Money and the Man. We're going to come right back with Faith Dugan and talk a little bit more about money and love. So on with Faith Dugan. Come on back with me. This is Helen Wu with Self A Success Stories. Thanks, Faith.
Thank you.
Adversity, we all face it. It's about keeping a positive attitude and how we can handle ourselves during these times. Helen Wu believes that laughing is the best medicine. Find out how and why when we come back to Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu, right after these messages.
Hey kids, do you think you're creative? Do you want to be? Don't have enough time for your arts, crafts, and hobbies? Or do you just need a kick in the pants? Hi, I'm Mark Lipinski, the host of Creative Mojo with Mark Lipinski, right here on TogiNet Radio. Come on and join me every Wednesday afternoon for some creative inspiration and two of the fastest fun-filled hours of your week. Hey, need ideas? How about a little motivation and a lot of inspiration? Join the fun on Creative Mojo with me, Mark Lipinski. I'm here live every Wednesday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern, 1 Pacific, right here on TogiNet.com. Now what are you waiting for?
Welcome back to Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu. She's here to encourage you to help yourself to make a positive difference in your life. Here to make you laugh and maybe cry. To be a friend, to listen to, and to chat with you. So let's get back to the show, Self-Aid Success Stories. Here again is your host, Helen Wu.
Hello, welcome back. tonight we are here with author, and she's called the Money Mentor, Faith Dugan. And she is the author, she's authored three books, but today we're going to talk about Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life. And Faith Dugan's chapter is called Get the Money and the Man. You've got to read this, so you've got to get this book on Amazon. Welcome back, Faith Dugan, to the last segment already.
All right, thank you.
That was quick. Okay, so tell me, okay, so for the listeners right now, what is the best thing that you can tell them if they are a complete mess right now with money? And that's probably one of the reasons why they can't really find the romantic interest, not a good kind anyway. What is a good thing what's a good thing to tell them right now? Hey, get it together. What is the first thing that they need to do? Like the first step. Give them a first step.
Well, I think the best thing to do is, if you're feeling really overwhelmed and not sure where to turn or where to start, is to get a money mentor or a financial planner or somebody that you trust to help you to get organized, or get a downloadable program too if you feel like you don't want to do one-on-one coaching. Or do some research on the internet or educate yourself with finances. Avoiding looking at your money is the worst thing you do. Most of the time, it's not as bad as you think it is. It's in your head that it's that bad. But once you look at it and you start tracking it and you get it organized, you're going to feel a lot better. And you're going to end up saving money, because sometimes people don't realize how much money they're wasting by not looking at it. So you just want to get started and get educated in some way, whatever works for you, getting a coach or a mentor or somebody, or just doing research. I think when you get a coach, you learn faster. What's that?
Are you saying that you want to teach us how to be our own bookkeeper? Is that kind of what you're saying? Because I don't know the details. I know that you said get ourselves a good program, or get ourselves someone that we trust.
Right. I think that you learn faster when you get a coach. People that get a coach or a mentor to help them, they learn faster and quicker. You can do your own research or do it like I did and take 20 years to get there. But but sometimes it's just a slower learning curve when you're doing it on your own. But I just urge everybody to do something rather than nothing. Because otherwise things are never
changing. Can we do it at very, very low, low, low costs? Because, you know, there's people who can't afford an accountant, people who can't afford help.
I understand, you know, about feeling like when you're in debt and that you can't pay bills, but you'd be surprised what people spend on. And sometimes it's more about priorities, and the finances haven't become a priority. And then when you make that a priority, you're going to end up saving money. And then you're going to say, why didn't I do that sooner? So even if it is a small cost, it's probably a lot cheaper than what people spend on. Because most people emotionally spend. They don't logically spend money. They spend based on their emotion.
Yes,
a lot of
yes.
Okay. They don't even need. Go ahead.
And would it be safe, because I'm not going to ask you everything you wrote in your chapter in the book, but would it be safe to say that if you're a good money manager, does that make you more attractive? Therefore, you find your love? Tell me, maybe you wrote something about that. I'm not sure. So I'm just trying to get something out of you about your chapter.
Well, I think that when you become financially empowered, and that's why I called it financial empowerment is sexy, that it is sexy to men. And I've talked to how many men that say that that's extremely attractive. And a woman, if she can take care of her finances and she just got her stuff together, it's just extremely attractive versus somebody who needs to be rescued. And then sometimes there's the opposite, where a successful woman thinks she's intimidating to a man, and that's not true either. It's not that her success is intimidating. Sometimes she has an energy that can be a little overbearing that's a turn off for a man, but it's not the actual success that turns men off, unless it's a little boy, which you don't want. You want a man that...
Well. Well, I have to agree with you on that one, but, you know, we might be the majority, but I'm sure there's a slight minority out there that disagrees.
Right, exactly. There's lots of good
but,
men
you know,
out
on
there
that note, I wanted to mention the author of Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life, I guess the main contributor Lori Abella is on with us. She just called in, so let's take this call. Hello, Lori.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Lori. So how are you tonight? And thank you for calling. You are the creator of Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life.
Yeah, because like I said, like, oh my God, baby's going to be online. I got to listen to this one. And then like, thank you so much for inviting me over. But anyway, the book was conceptualized because, you know, I was in the same boat. I would imagine like everybody was in the same boat. They're wondering how can they free themselves from the frustration, the unhappiness, and the worry they'll be alone forever. So everybody has been in that situation. So I said, like, okay, it's about time. Because, like, imagine there are 3.5 single billion women in the world, and then they're out there looking for the one.
Well, yeah, Lori, how do you meet Faith?
Yeah, so we have worked together in one book, and I really like her energy. And I was thinking, like, in order to be able to be successful in this search for that particular person for you, you had to be empowered, not necessarily just, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You have to also be empowered financially, which is actually, like, some of the causes of the problem why relationship doesn't work. You know, you already know that divorce has been high, skyrocketing high, and one of the main reasons is, of course, money.
Well, you know that, right, Faith?
Yes, I do.
So yes, yeah, so divorce is very high, one of the biggest causes of money. Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go on, Lori.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I said, like, you know, I had to prepare a book. I used to live in New York, and I was wondering how come there are a lot of people who cannot actually meet the person that they're looking for, and there are millions of singles in Manhattan alone. And I was thinking, like, okay, I've lived over there, and the first book that I have read is about this Manhattanite girl who was saying that she has dated 100 men. I was thinking, like, oh my God, I think that's so hilarious. And I didn't know that it can happen to anybody once they have tried online dating or whatever form of dating which is available over there in Manhattan. So I said, like, there's a problem here. There's no connection going in here for singles. So I was thinking, like, okay, I've been in this industry for a while, and then I have connections. So I can actually work it out so that I can compile the book together with other people who are experts in the field. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the dating experts or the matchmakers. I have to also look for those people who are talking about taking care of themselves, like loving themselves. So I have invited people who are also psychotherapists and personal coaches. And of course, in order to keep the relationship going, that's the reason why I also have invited sex experts in the field.
Yes, and how did you find Faith Dugan that I'm speaking with today? Who's still on the line,
by the way. Saying, we have worked together in the book, and I love her. And, you know, I was thinking, like, okay, this is the type of woman that I'll be inviting who's going to be talking about money. Because, like, there are other people who are talking about money, but I resonate with her with whatever she's teaching because, you know, she follows certain spiritual beliefs about money, and I follow those kind of things, you know, when I teach about love.
Yes, I love it. So, Lori, yes, you'll be on with me again in the near future. We don't have a date just yet. I have to check out my April schedule. So we'll see you for sure. We'll have you on again very, very soon with me. Thank you for calling in, Lori Abella. She is the creator of Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life, everyone.
Thank you.
Faith, are you still on with me?
I'm still here.
Okay. that was actually your cue to start talking.
Okay.
I was wondering, where did Faith go? You could have interrupted.
No, that's okay.
I was wondering, where's Faith? Okay, so I said, okay, I welcome Lori Abella back in the near future anyway. So, but yes, right. In a nutshell, I am talking to the money mentor, Faith Dugan. You've been in this business for many years, and you are also, and I know you're coming up with another book, and you can give a lot of tips to people. We need to learn money management. I mean, honestly, with today's economy, that's one of the reasons why, you know, we don't have any left in our pockets, because we don't know how to manage money. So we need people right. like you, right? Write some books and right. help us out.
Right. And Faith, to help and serve everyone.
Yes. Well, Faith, how can we find you? We have only 2.5 minutes left to the show. How can we find you?
Well, I have a website called askthemoneymentor.com, and you can find me there. And I have an email list, so feel free to sign up to my email list. If you like YouTube, my YouTube is, I'm on YouTube, but also on my website, it goes to YouTube as well. And you could just subscribe to YouTube if you prefer that. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram and all the, and LinkedIn as well, whatever anybody uses. But yeah, my website is askthemoneymentor.com.
All right. And this is Faith Dugan I'm talking to tonight. Her name is spelled as it sounds, F-A-I-T-H, and Dugan is D as in David, U-G-A-N. All right, so I just wanted to have you tell me in a nutshell, why should we pick up that book, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life?
Well, who wouldn't want to pick up a book that has that title, Sexy Secrets to a Juicy Love Life?
I don't even know why I asked. I like that title myself.
Just for the title alone, I mean, who doesn't want a juicy love life and the sexy secrets to it? Everybody wants to know the secrets to a juicy love life, let alone sexy secrets. So I think that people should pick up this book because it's filled full of knowledge for matchmakers, dating coaches, relationship coaches, and counselors that have the expertise and knowledge to help you get that juicy love life. And I wish I'd had it when I was 24 years old and could read it. So,
well, there you have it. Listeners, I thank you very much for tuning in today. And I thank my guest, Faith Dugan. And I thank Lori Abella for calling in. Go get that book on Amazon.com. And for my listeners out there, do check me out. There's going to be a series of videos going out on YouTube. And if you're an Ellen DeGeneres fan, even better, because there's going to be some good stuff. Yes, Helen Wu reveals secrets about Ellen DeGeneres. Something like that. I just want to tell you that I love you all and have a wonderful, wonderful entry to spring. And laugh a little, laugh a lot. Just don't forget to laugh. Come on back with me next week. This is Helen Wu with Self-Made Success Stories. Bye.
Thank you for being a part of Self-Aid Success Stories with Helen Wu. Join us here each week at 7.